Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hands-On Math Projects with Real-Life Applications, Raid 612 by Judith A. Mushla and Gary Robert Mushla is a practical education resource designed for middle and high school math instruction. Positioned as a classroom guide rather than a traditional textbook, it presents 60 hands-on projects that help students apply mathematical ideas to everyday situations. The book focuses on making math meaningful through active investigation, collaboration, discussion, research, and written communication. Its content connects school mathematics with real-world tasks, showing students how areas such as algebra, geometry, measurement, and problem-solving function beyond the classroom. The projects are described as classroom-tested and are supported with teacher background, goals, skill lists, student directions, and reproducible materials. Another defining feature is its interdisciplinary reach, linking mathematics with subjects such as science, social studies, language, and the arts. Aimed primarily at teachers of grades 6 through 12, the book serves as a ready-to-use resource for creating more engaging, relevant, and standards-aligned math learning experiences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, real-life application as the central teaching strategy. A defining strength of this book is its commitment to teaching mathematics through real-life application. Rather than treating math as a set of isolated procedures, the projects are built around everyday problems and situations that students can recognize as meaningful. This approach helps shift math instruction from abstract repetition toward practical use, allowing learners to see why mathematical thinking matters. For students in grades 6 through 12, that relevance can be especially important because it supports motivation and helps bridge the gap between classroom work and lived experience. The book is known for presenting projects that ask students to use math concepts and skills in ways that resemble authentic decision-making and analysis. In that sense, it supports not only content learning, but also mathematical purpose. Teachers looking for ways to answer the common student question about when math will ever be used are likely to find this orientation valuable. By grounding instruction in realistic tasks, the book encourages students to interpret information, choose methods, and justify results. That practical emphasis makes the material more accessible and reinforces the idea that mathematics is a tool for understanding and solving problems in the world around them. Secondly, hands-on project design that supports active learning. The book stands out for organizing math instruction around hands-on projects rather than passive seat work. Its collection of 60 projects reflects an instructional philosophy that students learn mathematical ideas more deeply when they investigate, construct, discuss, and produce something through guided activity. This makes the resource especially useful for teachers who want alternatives to worksheets and lecture-heavy lessons. Because the projects are described as classroom-tested, the emphasis is not merely on novelty, but on practical implementation in real teaching settings. Each project is supported by instructional elements such as teacher background, project goals, required math skills, student guides, tips, strategies, and reproducible worksheets. That structure suggests a careful balance between creativity and instructional clarity. Students are not simply being entertained with activities, they are being led through purposeful mathematical work. For teachers, this format reduces preparation uncertainty and makes it easier to integrate projects into ongoing instruction. With NEST for students, active participation can improve attention, retention, and confidence. The hands-on nature of the book also supports varied learning styles by giving learners opportunities to speak, write, research, and collaborate while using mathematics. As a result, the projects function as both engagement tools and serious academic tasks. Thirdly, cooperative learning and mathematical communication. Another important theme in the book is the role of cooperative learning and communication in mathematics. The projects emphasize group sharing, verbalizing ideas, researching efficiently, and writing clearly in math and across other subject areas. This matters because strong math learning is not only about arriving at correct answers, but also about explaining reasoning, listening to others, and refining understanding through discussion. By incorporating collaboration into project work, the book reflects a broader view of mathematics as a social and communicative discipline. Students are encouraged to work together, compare strategies, and express their thinking in spoken and written form. That process can deepen conceptual understanding because learners must organize their thoughts and make them understandable to others. It also gives teachers a way to develop communication skills alongside computation and problem solving. In many classrooms, students who struggle with confidence in math can benefit from structured peer interaction and shared inquiry. The focus on writing and research adds further value, since it helps students connect mathematical ideas to evidence, interpretation, and clarity of expression. This combination of teamwork and communication makes the book especially useful for educators who want math instruction to contribute to broader academic development, not just procedural skill practice. Fourthly, interdisciplinary connections across the curriculum, the book is notable for showing that mathematics does not exist in isolation from the rest of the curriculum. Its projects are designed to connect math with science, social studies, language, and the arts, reinforcing the idea that quantitative reasoning supports many forms of learning. This interdisciplinary quality is one of the resource's most practical advantages because it allows teachers to present mathematics as a flexible tool rather than a separate academic compartment. For students, that can lead to a more integrated understanding of school subjects and a stronger sense of how knowledge areas support one another. When math is linked to research, writing, analysis, or creative presentation, students can encounter it in more varied and meaningful contexts. Such connections are also useful for project-based learning environments where teachers want assignments to address multiple goals at once. The book appears to support this by combining mathematical tasks with communication and inquiry skills. Interdisciplinary teaching can also benefit students who may not initially see themselves as strong in math, since they may enter mathematical thinking through areas they already enjoy or understand. In this way, the resource broadens access to math learning while also reflecting how real-world problems often require knowledge from more than one subject area. Lastly, teacher usability and standards-aware classroom support. Beyond its instructional philosophy, the book appears designed with teacher usability in mind. It is not simply a collection of ideas, but a structured resource meant to help educators bring project-based math learning into actual classrooms with manageable preparation. The inclusion of teacher background information, project objectives, needed math skills, student directions, tips, strategies, and reproducible worksheets makes the material more immediately usable. That practical organization matters because many teachers want engaging activities, but do not have time to build every project from scratch. The resource, therefore, occupies a helpful middle ground between inspiration and implementation. It also aligns with recognized mathematics standards and focal points, which strengthens its value for teachers who need innovative instruction to remain connected to curriculum expectations. This standards-aware design suggests that the projects are intended to support serious academic outcomes, not just enrichment on the margins. For teachers in grades 6 through 12, the broad grade span may also offer flexibility for adaptation across different levels and classroom needs. In a crowded field of teaching resources, this combination of ready-to-use structure, real-world focus, and standards alignment helps explain why the book is regarded as a dependable support for making mathematics more engaging and relevant. In conclusion, hands-on math projects with real-life applications is best suited for teachers of grades 6 through 12 who want students to experience mathematics as useful, active, and connected to the wider world. It is especially valuable for educators seeking project-based lessons that go beyond routine practice and instead promote discussion, teamwork, research, and written explanation. Middle school and high school teachers looking to increase engagement or make abstract topics feel more concrete are likely to benefit most from its approach. The practical benefits are clear. The book offers ready-to-use classroom material, supports multiple mathematical domains, and helps students build communication and problem-solving skills alongside content knowledge. Intellectually, it encourages a more mature view of mathematics as a tool for inquiry and decision-making rather than a list of isolated rules. What helps the book stand out in its category is the combination of hands-on structure, interdisciplinary scope, and teacher-friendly organization. Many math activity books provide interesting tasks, but this one is positioned as a coherent instructional resource with classroom-tested projects and supporting materials that help teachers implement them effectively. Its emphasis on relevance, collaboration, and clarity of expression gives it lasting value for educators who want math instruction to be both rigorous and genuinely meaningful. If you would like to support Judith Amushla, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.